Maybe we should stop for a drink on the before we continue the journey.
I'll buy you a round. That's a great idea.
Yeah, we got time. The night is young.
Take a honey mead with the light lavender, please. I love lavender. My honey mead, so good.
I'd like a hard apple cider, please. Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Of course, I'll tip. I'm sorry. Here you are.
Remember to tip generously. Well,
your deepest, darkest beer, please. Thank you.
Are you sure you don't want the green beer?
No.
I'm sure they could find something green for you, Doran.
No, don't drink the green beer. Trust me, Doran. Don't drink the green beer.
No, I'm going to stick with this one. It's porters and stouts for me.
I would like a Hefeweizen with an orange, please.
You got it.
Yes, I would like Oh, what do I want? Oh, what's local? Your ciders are local, your brandy. Oh, yeah, can I have a tall brandy? A tall brandy, please.
Mm-hmm.
You should get it warmed. It's very good warmed.
The kilpie bartender slides it across the bar to you.
Thank you, and here's one for you, good sir.
Thank you very much.
I'll cover this one for everyone.
Oh, hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
That's nice of you.
I don't want to see generous. Any dogs. Dogs terrify me. Especially big ones. Big dogs. They always come up to you really quick to sniff you, and it's like,
And then when they like you, they can be a bit too rambunctious about it, which when you're small like us, that's
it's not fun.
Manage. Yeah, I like the little dogs more.
I don't. The little dogs, you know they're going to bite you. You know they're going to bite you. They can't help it. It's like they have little person syndrome. No, I'm sorry. Not no offense. Like they have like, hey, look over there. What's that over there behind that fence? I heard there's a story over there by that fence.
By the fence, huh?
Roberto is leading the group. So where are we going?
I think we're going to come over to this area here.
Okay. Draw our path for us.
Well, let's see. We're talking, we're drinking, and then we come down like that.
We're in a new part of town, and that part of town is Forest Bridge. And we have an eerie silence. It's very quiet in this part of town. All right, everybody, starting with Roberto, is going to draw from the clubs cards.
We're going to start with the ace of clubs.
Okay. Ren?
Four.
David?
Queen.
And Adelie?
Five.
All right, Roberto, it was first seen by an elderly man who no longer leaves his home. Sometimes things fall off shelves. People hear the floorboards creak, and locals tell stories about a cult.
Ooh, that's a good prompt.
So I think, looking at our map, we've got this, this brick wall that maybe has iron bars, iron spikes up at the top, and beyond it is a large open space, maybe a couple trees, maybe some gardens back there. I see what could be a school on one corner and maybe some government building on the other of this block that we're in, and then houses along one side.
I don't come out here a lot. This section of town creeps me out. It's too quiet.
It is very quiet here.
So when I was, reading in the library, I came across this book talking about how there was once this, like, old man, and he was stuck up in the, up there in that tower there. You see that little tower? Yeah, see, like, this was, like, once, like, a fort. And so since it's on the verge of the eye of the river and all this, it became, like, a little sanctuary, and people started dying. And so they would bury them and take care of them and do their best, and a lot of times they didn't know how to deal with them as like we do now, we cast spells for them to, burn to ash so we can grow stuff now, right? We grow flowers and little things out of them. But back then they would bury them. Well, what happens when you bury people? Now.
Nothing good.
Nothing good. And so, the rumor is that there was this... I don't like talking about it. It kind of gives me the spooks. There was... The old man saw these people at night. They would start digging up the bodies and exhuming things that are in there and taking them places. And then putting, like, fake flowers. Well, not fake flowers, but, like, repotted flowers. But they weren't native, right? And so... What was going on? What were they doing with them? Well, come to find out, well, at least that's the rumor, was there were some sort of weird death cult. And what do weird death cults do? They play with dead things. And dead things, they start doing weird things. And they started traveling, I heard, over the river, since there's old rivers right over there. And then they started finding tunnels and things. But it got out of hand. The dead started taking them over, as opposed to them taking them over. And then... Oh, it got bad. And so then the whole cult gets this weird possessed by these ghosties, and everybody dies. Everybody double dies because there's some dead things that does. And then they start getting all spooky and haunted, right? And so this poor old man, he's watching all this go down, and he's a prisoner. And he's like, hey, I should, you know, things are bad, things are happening. And they're like, oh, no, you're an old man. Bad things aren't happening for you. You're just trying to get out. Don't be all spooky. And he's, oh, no, I really am spooky. I'm seeing weird things. And it turns out the guards were in on it. And so they were part of the death cult, too. And so since everybody died, he was stuck up there all by himself for a long time. And then, you know, when you're in jail and stuff, you don't want to be a snitch. And so the ghosties heard that he was a snitch. And they sort of freaking him out. Started being all poltergeisty and knocking things off and pushing things around. Oh, you could still hear the old guards creeping through all these old houses all around here, always knocking things off. I think this place would be good to have a good old-fashioned burn-down exorcism. So, you know, be careful. You know, no snitching off people, and, you know, don't walk over graves, and lesson to all those little kiddies over there, you know, don't be playing with ghosts and dead things. Unless you know what you're doing, then do your best to get rid of them for the best of everybody, right?
No. Don't tell about the rest of them at all.
I think we should have an exorcism.
Yeah. So, oh, hey, David, what are you drinking, David? What was that? What did you eat? What were you drinking?
It was honey mead with lavender.
Oh, yeah. Okay, lavender. Yeah, lavender keeps people calm. You're pretty calm, right?
No.
Oh,
not that's anymore. Not good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just saying, you know, usually, you know, raccoon people, you know, you guys, you know, start drinking. You know, I still get worried because my uncle got in a fight with a raccoon this one time. It didn't end up well. So I was just making sure I like the fact that you're drinking lavender because lavender keeps the spirits calm. I don't myself like lavender, but I think it's a gimmick.
Roberta, have you ever thought about quitting while you're ahead?
It's an aromatic. It makes the mead. It gives it more of a pleasant scent. I mean, the honey's nice, but the lavender, like mixed with the honey, it's like a sweet, and it's like a it's delicious. But what was that? Sorry, this place creeps me out even more now.
What was that?
There was a cold. Ah, sorry, okay. That's not funny.
I think it was a cat. I think it was just a cat.
I didn't know there was a cult here.
Oh, there's cults everywhere.
Tunnels go all the way to the river? Do they go under the river?
I haven't explored them. That's just what I've read.
We should go in the tunnels.
What?
Well, we could go into the tunnels. I'm sure we could get in there, you know, getting used to tunnels these days.
I mean, I do have a pocket full of iron filings and some salt.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
I'm not going in any tunnels.
I always have salt.
Roberto leans over to Adelaide and he goes, and no, I never know when to quit. I never. I can't. It's not in my nature. Always hopping forward.
You might want to try practicing.
Yeah, that's what my good friend keeps telling me.
It's a soft chuckle from Roberto's backpack. Ren is leading the group to the next place.
Right.
David is right behind. All right, let's follow.
All right, we're going to come over here to the banks of the river.
Oh, so this is another long walk.
Yeah.
Are there closer ghosts?
No, it's good for you.
It's a big city.
She likes to murder ghosts. This is going to be... It's gonna be murder
ghosts. Starting with Ren, let's draw some clubs.
Eight.
David.
Nine.
Hey, I just drew nine. You want a different one?
You can do nine.
Nine.
Nine is the fourth one, and Adelie with the third.
Did we just do 8, 9, 10, 9?
8, 9, 10, 9. Oof. It was first seen by a coach driver. Sometimes people see wisps of ectoplasm. People hear the sounds of someone laying bricks. And the building here now has a speakeasy in the basement.
I know the code.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Have to pick me up, though. They have to look at you, so.
Magnolia. I need it in. And then there's a speakeasy.
Rosebud.
Wait, Magnolia is the name of the speakeasy?
Magnolia and Rosebud.
Oh, there we go. Magnolia, name of the speakeasy. Rosebud is the password.
They give you different passwords for each person or each like group.
All right. Okay. So we're down by the river. You see that there's a big old storage building here now. This didn't used to be here. So in the olden days, this was the shipping port, and this is where people made landings with their boats. And sometimes people would sneak into the city at night because they weren't supposed to be here, running their illegal booze. Very important, the booze. So
booze or booze? Are we talking ghosts or are we talking spirits?
Spirits or spirits. Rum runners.
Both kinds of spirits. Rum runners, yes. Haunted booze.
Spirits. Our booze has the booze you need.
So you were talking about the cult. Somebody had to supply them with all of the witchcrafty spirits that they were using, the spiritus spirits. So they would run them in. And there was this really, really, like, extreme group from the Fellowship who didn't like the spiritus spirits being run in. So they would wait with the banks. And they one night stopped for an ambush. And the runners of the spiritus spirits came in. And they snuck up behind them. And they slit their throats.
Wow.
And the next morning, the people came in.
The next morning.
And they found all the bodies of these spiritus spirits just lying on the ground, the blood seeping into the ground. And so they took them away and they buried them. Nobody thought anything more of it or the spiritus spirits. And the trade began again. And so this extreme group of fellowship came out. And once again, they lied in wait. But this time, instead of letting anyone know what had happened, they worked through the night to build on top, to build up this building so that no one else could make landing here. And it was a nice and tall platform. Nobody thought about it for years until they started building a building on top of it. And a carriage driver was coming through one night, and in this building there was a glow, and from it came wisps of the spirits. They must be the spiritus spirits, but the carriage driver, he wasn't going to hang out to find out. He just went on. And people laughed and laughed at him. And eventually, they pulled the bricks down, and they put a speakeasy in. And late at night, once the speakeasy closes, sometimes going past, you see these wisps. And you hear the fellowship, the extremists, building the bricks up so that no one makes landing again, and you cannot see any of the spiritus spirits that were left.
I thought that was just night construction. You mean to tell me that's ghost sounds?
That's ghost sounds. And sometimes when you're in there and you have a little bit too much to drink, you can hear it and you see them building up over your body. It's a little creepy. That's why they serve the drinks that glow.
Okay, first round's on me. Let's go.
I definitely want a glowing drink. That sounds interesting.
Yeah. I think there are bugs in them to make them glow, but it's just fun. And they're spiritus spirits.
I've seen those glows across the banks on the other side. I thought that was just fireflies. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Brings a whole new meaning to this place.
Yeah, that's what happens when you talk about spirit of spirits. Or like,
how have I not heard this story before? I'm going to write this down.
I'm sure that the fellowship does not want people knowing that they murdered people without, you know, proper trials and then buried their bodies and, you know.
Right. Yeah. They were kind of extremists.
David is leading the tour.
All right.
Where are we going next?
David will take the tour down to this boatyard. Oh, down here.
Okay. Zach, you're drawing the first club.
Seven.
Adelie's next.
Ace.
Roberto.
Six.
All right, and Ren.
Jack.
It was first seen by the gardener. Sometimes a strange stain appears on the walls. People hear the crackling of fire, and the building was mentioned in a tourist brochure. Got this brochure. This looks familiar.
Oh yeah, this one. This is. I tend to frequent the less malicious, more spooky places, but this one, it's a little. This is a good one. So a few years back, the building over here, they used to run there used to be like a warehouse for illicit goods, right? Not, you didn't really know anything about it. Now that I know the other stories, maybe this was for that cult. But all I know that years back, there was a group of people that ran an illicit warehouse here. Once word got out what was going on, they had been threatened to leave. They were told that they needed to pack up and leave, and they refused. They wouldn't leave. So week after week, more threats would come. They were fined. They were given all this, told that they need to open the doors, let the authorities come in. And eventually, a fight broke out. And the local constabulary ended up essentially taking out everybody in this warehouse. It was terrible. And whatever was in here was so bad that they burnt the entire building to the ground. They burnt the entire thing down to the foundation. Completely to the foundation. And there was one of the local gardeners that tends to like the trees and the flower beds throughout town, the parks. He noticed that the building next door, when they rebuilt on top of this, you could see stains forming on the walls. As he was out gardening, he would see dark red stains on the walls, coming through the walls and seeping down into the ground. And when he ran off to tell someone and brought them back, the stains were gone, but you could hear crackling flames as if the building were on fire, very faintly. It's one of those things that, to this day, if you listen closely, you might actually be able to hear it now or see the stains, but that's why it's on the brochure, because this is one of the more common sightings that you can find in the town. This is something that, like, you can't really deny this one, because this is something that you can see the stains sometimes, and if the stains aren't here, you usually see the flames. It's once the sun starts going, see how the sun's starting to set right now, is when all of this happens, so we might actually be able to see a stain or hear some flames once we get real close to the building.
Look over there, I think I see the stain. It's like a greasy black charcoal.
Yeah. The thing is, generally you don't see any spirits here, but you get like the ambiance, and it's really eerie. Oh, look.
It's still really quiet.
It won't be for a minute. You'll hear the flames soon, I only imagine.
So do you look at them and go, hey, that kind of looks like a person dancing a jig, and that one looks like a person petting a dog?
I don't know. There's a placard over here that talks about it.
Oh.
It's very vague. The details aren't really there. It talks about the fight and how basically just a vague story of the fight that broke out, the building was burned to the ground, and to this very day, you can see stains and hear flames, but it sounds like a tourist trap.
What?
But, like, how do you make the stains appear and disappear, and then the flame sounds? I don't
Well, what do you think they were smuggling that required the whole place to be burned down?
I can only imagine it was something nefarious. I mean, why would you burn a building down? Like, either it was those rum runners and it just caught fire and the whole thing just went up, or something even worse. If it were those cultists, then there could be things in there that they wouldn't want to fall into the hands of anybody else.
Even worse.
In a place like that, you wouldn't want to be re-inhabited. So I can only imagine it was something dark or just something really unlucky.
Gonna have to go to City Hall, see if I can dig up some records about this.
I never actually thought of that. Government buildings freak me out more than ghosts.
Oh, they're terrible places.
Bureaucracies. Soul sucker.
A whole different ghost.
Yeah.
Well, shall we be off?
You hear that? Yeah.
Just barely.
I hear it.
I only hear the waves.
If you get close, sometimes you can feel a warm... No, not... Maybe it's just a warm night.
I might hear some cackling of flames, but it's being drowned out by the waves.
Yeah, it's kind of a windy night tonight. Not the best night for it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tales from the Grey Library. Thank you to SJ, Erica, AJ, and Zach for playing on these episodes. Be sure to check the show notes for links to all their projects. Creepy Crawls can be found at nightcastcreative.itch.io. Tales from the Grey Library was produced by Nightcast Creative. For more about us and the things that we make, visit nightcastcreative.com.